I was impressed with the speech. I was impressed with the delivery and the organization of his thinking.
Executive Director Timothy Creamer says unlike past years, Cuomo did not come down heavily on educators. A couple of years ago, he pointed to teacher evaluations and student performance.
I think he is backing away in being aggressive towards the public education establishment, the public education lobby. That's not to say that he is not going to be friendly towards some of the things that we would want as well. So I don't want to in any way suggest that we can't be allies. We're going to need him and he's going to need us.
Creamer noted the governor says there must be more state aid dedicated to poorer school districts. However, the Alliance for Quality Education says the governor has consistently neglected and underfunded schools in Black, brown, and poor communities. The Alliance points out it has been more than a decade since the state's highest court ruled that New York was underfunding schools. The organization says Cuomo has failed to address educational racism. We asked Creamer if he felt the same.
I don't. Equity is somewhat of a nebulous term. What might be equitable to you might not be equitable to me. He is saying that we need to allocate resources where they're needed most. I could not possibly argue with that. I totally agree with that. And there are times when we have found ourselves not doing that.
Governor Cuomo is proposing early college high schools that Creamer says could help students get a jump on their college education and even save money by earning college credits in advance. The governor also wants more money toward incentives to address teacher shortages, funding pre-K, mental health, and after-school programs. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.